The best place for listening to this message is standing between the two thick pillars between the vestibule and the nave. This is where you'll get the best view of the Gothic cathedral. It owes its construction to the patronage of Bishop Bertrand de Gault, who became the first of the Avignon popes in 1305. His idea was to enlarge and embellish the existing Romanesque church to encourage the pilgrimage to the tomb of Saint Bertrand. He also wanted to bolster the presence of the church in the community and in the diocese. He put Canon Adhémard de Saint-Pastoux in charge of the construction work and came here himself in 1309 to transfer and elevate Saint-Bertrand's relics. The new design involved a single nave with three spans, the first two of which would remain partly Romanesque. They feature cross-ribbed vaults, in other words, the arches meet at the keystone. Beyond is the choir, which opens almost fully onto the nave and which comprises an oblong span wider than its deep, and an apse roofed with an 8-compartment vault. The overall impression is one of relative austerity, with the importance given over to the wall, while the windows take up only a small part of each span, whereas the construction would have allowed them to get rid of the walls almost entirely and replace them with windows. Because there are no side aisles, the walls have to be heavily buttressed outside, and we'll be seeing this later. Between the buttresses, the builders created 9 radiating chapels that we'll be seeing shortly. The 16th-century wooden choir stops us from seeing the coherence and unity of the whole building, which, with its single nave and the size of its walls, buttresses and chapels, is one of the finest examples of what came to be called the Southern Gothic style.